Good morning, morning, brothers, sisters, friends. Before I share my sermon today, maybe I want to just spend some time and just give. We have a students and parents. You know, school starts starting next week.
在开始正式讲道之前，我想要谈谈，我马上要开学了，就孩子跟父母的关系这方面。
Yeah, so we have Palm County, Martin County will start this week, and then Brown County will start next week.
我们这几个郡都是轮流着，有的是这个星期开学，有的下个星期要开学。
And many of our college students will start going to their college this month.
这个月很多大学生也要回学校了。
I think with the status of the COVID, I think we are very anxious.
现在还是这个疫情比较激烈的时候，所以我们大家心里头都有点不安。
I think you know some students may be going to a new school, and with all the setup, you know the students may feel very anxious.
因为很多学生是新的大学生要去学校，所以现在在这种疫情的情况下，大家心里还是觉得不安定、不平安。
I mean, what we can do is we can do whatever we can do, right? Getting masks, washing hands, and vaccinated, and so on.
我们能做什么呢？我们只能做我们能做的，就是洗手啦、戴口罩啦，然后呢，尽量的去打疫苗。But
then at the same time, is that you know, if we are children of God, we also have God on this side.
同时，我们因为是神的儿女，我们神是跟我们一边的。We're
not like the unbelievers, like you know, do the best and then hope, you know, hope for the best.
我们不像那些不信的人，他们只能说做他们所做的，他们希望能得到最好的结果。Our
God is a God that is that who's sovereign and who is good and who is also approachable.
我们的神是有大能的，而且能够让我们可以去接近他的。So
while we do our best, but then we also have to lift up, look up. And you know, to see God is still sitting on the throne.
我们做我们能做的，但是同时我们要看到神是在他的宝座上掌控一切。
This God of the Bible that is someone that we know that we can approach Him. He wants us to come to Him.
我们知道我们圣经里的神是我们可以去接近他，他也希望我们去跟他接近的。So
while we may have anxiety, maybe we should also come to Him.
当我们心里头有不安，觉得不知道未来会怎么样的时候，我们也许应该来到神的面前。
We can pray to Him. We can ask for protection. We can ask for peace and joy.
我们可以向神祷告，我们求神给我们心里赐下平安和喜乐。
And maybe you know, parents spend time with children and every day just talk about it and let them know that you are there. You are there to help them.
所以做父母的可能也每天能够跟孩子们谈谈话，让他们心里也有平安，告诉他们。 做爸爸妈妈永远是在他们跟他们在一起。And
then if you feel anxious, you know, talk to one of us, talk to people in church, or talk to you know the pastor, the deacons, and you know, someone that you trust.
如果你自己心里非常不平安不稳定，你也我们也欢迎请跟弟兄姐妹们交流，也跟长职们把你心里的这个不安能够说出来。That's
what church is about, right? This Christian faith is not a solo act; it's a team sport.
因为这就是我们教会存在的意义。我们教会是就像一个大家庭，我们不是每一个人是单打独斗的，我们是有这样一个家庭来支持我们。Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to kind of let you know that you know we're available. You're not fighting this alone.
我想要大家知道，我们每个人都不孤单，我们有一个大家庭，有一个团队在支持。Okay.
All right, so let's talk about today's topic.
好，我们现在就开始今天的信息。
你才能够 focus 吗？ Yeah, we always have this challenge.
这技术上常常是有一点问题。
No? Oh, here we go. Okay. All right, okay. You know, Taiwan celebrates Father's Day today, August 8th.
你知道我们今天8月8号是台湾的父亲节。
Yeah, August 8th in Chinese sounds like a Baba, you know, sounds like a Papa.
因为8月8号嘛，因为中文说起来是八八，有点像叫爸爸，所以他们把台湾这个8月8号是爸爸节。Yeah,
but no, in US we celebrate the Father's Day 2 months ago.
在美国是2个月之前的父亲节。Now,
does anyone recall who shared the message, who preached that day?
谁还记得吗？父亲节那天是谁来讲道的？
麦牧师，yes,
Dr. Michael Wen. Yeah,
uh-huh, right. And you can guess that sermon is about, right? It's about Heavenly Father.
你可以想象一下那天麦牧师讲了些什么？当然是讲我们的天父。
Our Heavenly Father understands us. He knows our strength and limits.
我们的天父了解我们，他知道我们的强项在哪里，我们的弱点在哪里。
Right. And our Heavenly Father disciplines us because a loving Father wants His children to be on the right path.
我们的天父也同时呢，也要用他的这个来。用他的杖来教训我们，因为一个真正的一个父亲是应该让孩子走在正道上的。
And our Heavenly Father shapes us into His image so we can display His character.
我们的天父也塑造我们有他的形象，这样我们可以展现出他的性情。
And our Heavenly Father provides all our needs so we can come to Him boldly.
我们的天父也供应我们所有的需要，这样我们就可以大胆地来到他的面前。
So it's great that our Heavenly Father is perfect and good all the time.
所以这真是很棒，我们的天父是永远的，是完美的，纯全的，是善良的。
And then he is the type of father that we all need.
他就是那种我们每个人都想要的一个父亲。
Now, since Dr. McCone already talked about that on Father's Day,
因为麦牧师那天在父亲节已经讲过这个天我们的天父了。
Yeah, so I'd like to take this opportunity on a Father's Day to examine our relationship with God from another perspective.
但是所以今天呢我想要从一个不同的角度来看看我们的天父但是用今天这个机会用从不同的角度来看这个问题
yeah, from the children's side
是通过我们作为孩子的眼光来看父亲
Our Heavenly Father is perfect but His children are well kind of complicated
我们的天父是纯全的是美善的可是他的孩子是情况就有点复杂了
yeah, We're not perfect
我们当然是不完美
We're not good all the time
我们也不会总是那么好
I mean we want to be
我们当然是想要做好孩子了
For us to grow spiritually that we not only have to have a proper perspective about who God is
我们在属灵上要想成长的话我们不只要知道我们的神是个什么样的形象
not also have a proper perspective about who we are
我们还必须要对自己有个清楚的了解
When we recognize our true identity, we can truly mature
我们如果真正看到自己的身份我们才能够真正的成熟
So we're going to look at three sons in a very familiar parable
所以我们要从一个非常熟悉的寓言故事里看三个儿子的样子三个儿子的画像
If you have the Bible, we're going to look at Luke chapter 15, starting from verse 11.
经节就是路加福音的十五章，十一到十三节。路加福音的十五章。
Okay, Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Jesus continued, There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. And so he divided his property between them.
耶稣又说一个人有两个儿子小儿子对父亲说父亲请你把我应得的家业分给我他父亲就把产业分给他们
Okay, not long after that the younger son got together all he had set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living
过了不多几日小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了在那里任意放荡浪费资财
那个 all right, can you go back to one page? There you go. Okay, again. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. All right, okay. So this parable starts with a very odd family.
这个寓言故事讲的是非常奇怪的一个家庭。
We have a son who is asking for his inheritance while his father is still alive.
这个儿子他爸爸还活着呢他就要跟他爸爸要遗产。
We call this a today, like early inheritance.
在今天的世界我们可能把这个叫提前继承
Yeah, but in those days that was a big no-no
但是在那个时候这个做法实在 是大逆不道的
Yeah, it simply means that Hey, Dad, I love the money that you're going to give it to me after you die
所以这个小儿子等于是在跟他爸爸讲说爸爸我喜欢你以后你死了以后要分给我的那些钱
I don't really love you but I can't wait till you die so give me the money now
我现在我其实不那么爱你了我都恨不得就我都等不及等你死了再分这笔家产了
This is the worst kind of a rebellion that a child can say to his parent
就对于一个父亲来讲一个孩子如果这样讲话实在是最糟糕的一种状况就是实在大逆不道
And if this son got beaten up by his family member for what he's asking
如果这儿子被他们因为他这么做被他们的家人痛打一顿的话
and got thrown out to the street and disowned by his father,
如果他父亲跟他断绝关系把他踢到大街上去
I have no sympathy for that kind of son.
我对这儿子一点同情心都没有
He gets what he deserves.
因为他得到的就是他所当得的
because no one should get away from cursing his parent for his inheritance.
因为这样的一个孩子等于是在咒诅他的父亲去死这样的孩子根本实在是他不应该就这样全身而退的
But he does get away
但这个儿子还真是没什么事啊
And oddly enough that the father would go through the pain of selling all his possessions and give him the inheritance
奇怪的是这个父亲也是居然就这么忍痛把自己家产分割然后变卖最后把这钱居然就给了这个小儿子了
And then his father would let him have the money
然后这孩子还真这儿子真就分得了他得的那份钱。
I want to go to next slide. Next slide. Okay.
下一个。
Yeah. Okay. On top of that, his son would leave home and take a journey to a faraway country.
而且不仅如此，这个儿子就把所有的东西都收拾起来，然后就到远方去了。
And for you and me in the modern time, you know, going away to a foreign country, you know, faraway country is very normal and also even encouraged.
你像在我们现代这个时候我们都是从远方来的所以在我们这个时候如果离开父母去远方我们觉得爸爸妈妈也鼓励我们好像这没什么了得
Yeah, but for those days in Jesus time leaving home and going away means that the home is not satisfactory
但是在耶稣的时代如果是所有收拾东西就离开家乡到远方去实际上就是在跟别人等于在跟世人说我的家不能满足我
And they would rather forsake, you know, their own clan, which is an identity for them at that time.
他们等于是背叛了自己的家族，在那个时候，你的家族就是你的身份了。
So the younger son chooses to get away to live however he wants.
所以这个小儿子就收拾东西就自己走人了。他决定选择自己的生活方式，想怎么活就怎么活。
And this is an act of severing himself from his root.
他这样做实际上就是把他跟他家里的这个根源就已经切断了。
And his father does not stop him.
他爸爸居然没有制止他。
His father does not take away the son's freedom to leave.
他爸爸也没有剥夺他能够自由离开的这个权利。
And you can just imagine how his father would felt when the son walked out of their home.
你可以想象一下，这儿子就抛弃一切，他就拿着财产离家出走的时候，这个爸爸心里是什么感觉？
So the son enjoyed the good life away from his family.
所以这个儿子就肆意放荡的想怎么过就怎么过。
And he loved his newfound freedom and lived however he wanted.
他就是照着他想要的生活方式自由的去花钱去过日子。
And then he just squandered all his money in a reckless living.
他就这样子过日子所以把钱财都挥霍光了。
No one would scold him, right? No father, no brother.
他也没有大哥也没有他父亲在那儿去训斥他要该怎么过日子
Life was good
生活这过得多舒服啊
And then I came verse 14
然后到了第十四节 第十五章十四节
After he had spent everything there was a severe famine in that whole country and he began to be in need
既耗尽了一切所有的又遇着那地方 大遭饥荒就穷苦起来
So he went and hired himself outto a citizen of that country who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
When he came to his senses, he said,How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death?
他醒悟过来就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants."
我要起来到我父亲那里去。向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当作一个雇工吧
So he got up and went to his father
于是起来往他父亲那里去了
So if I can go back Yeah, okay, right So life has turned upside down for this younger son.
所以对这个小儿子来说，这生活一下遭到大反转。
Yeah, he lost his wealth in his wild living.
他这种生活方式就挥霍了，把他所有的钱财都挥霍光了。
And famine has put his plan on pause.
然后这地方又闹饥荒，所以他一切的计划都没法实现了。
Now he needed his basic sustenance to survive.
他现在就是想要拼命的能够活下去。
下一页。Now none of his friends who parted with him came to help him.
他一天在那一块跟他鬼混的那些朋友们，没有一个人来帮他。
And his dignity to be a Jew set aside, so maybe he can, you know, earn some food by feeding the pigs.
你知道，做犹太人，他连他这个犹太人的身份都顾不上了，他去喂猪去了。
Because Jews really considered pigs were, you know, ceremonial unclean, so they would not touch them.
因为犹太人在犹太人眼里，这个猪是不洁净的，所以他们根本不会去碰这个猪的。
Yeah, but desperate time is a desperate measure.
但是在那时候，他实在是毫无办法了，他结果不得不去喂猪。
And then he realized that he's even worse than the pigs because the pigs got paws to eat.
他发现他连猪都不如，因为猪还有豆荚可以吃。
He had nothing and lost everything.
他什么也没有，而且他所有的一切都给丢光了，什么都没了。
When I first read this parable a long time ago, that I was very irritated by this younger son.
很久以前，当我读这个寓言故事的时候，我对这个小儿子简直是气得不行。
Yeah, how he got his inheritance from his father, disrespectfully.
他不尊重他的父亲，他居然还拿到他的财产。
How he walked out of his family cold-heartedly.
他那么铁石心肠的就丢下他的家人，他就自己到远方去了。
And how he squandered his, you know, his father's wealth, just so irresponsibly.
他那么毫不负责的把父亲给他的钱全都挥霍光了。
If I could, I would just jump into the story and grab his collar.
如果我能够的话，我真想跳到故事里，揪着他的领子跟他讲话。
And say to him that you are so self-centered, you only care for yourself.
我会对着那个儿子说，你太自我中心了，你只关心你自己。
And then famine came, and that turned his life unexpectedly.
然后这个大饥荒来了，所以这个儿小儿子这个计划全都打乱了。
I was like cheering, yes, heaven has eyes, you know, there's justice.
我就在那大叫，哎呀，这是老天有眼啊，他活该。
Yeah, next, 那个下一页，yeah, okay. And then the younger son came to his senses in verse 17.
然后到了十七节，这个小儿子醒悟过来了。
He said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death.
他说我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
And then I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，对他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
When you look at the reason that he wants to return, he is still filled, he still is very self-centered.
我们要看看他打算回到他父亲那里去的这个原因的话，我们觉得他还是自我中心的。
He even crafted a speech, you know, to his father, and hopefully his father would give him a job so that he would not get starved to death.
他甚至在心里头想一想的，想了一段要跟父亲说的话，这样子父亲就可以把他当个雇工，不会让他饿死。
But then since then, every time I read this parable, I come to appreciate this passage that when the younger son came to his senses.
从那以后呢，就是我每次读到这个寓言故事，我读到这个十七节，我就觉得很好，这孩子总算醒悟过来了。
Even if his motive is selfish and crafty,
尽管他的动机看起来还是挺自私的，而且也是挺狡猾的。
What's important is that he sets out to go back to his father.
但是重要的是，他已经决定要起来到他的父亲那里去。
Now Jesus did not tell the story when the younger son came to his senses that he said this to himself.
耶稣在讲这个故事的时候，这小儿子醒悟过来，他并没有这么说。
He said, "Oh, look what I've done in the past."
小儿子没有这么说啊，他说，哦，你看看我过去我干了些什么呀
？I disrespected my father.
我不尊重我的父亲。
I squandered all his money.
我把他的财产都挥霍光了。
What I'm, you know, what I am now is what I deserve.
你看我现在这不是活该吗
？And then I will go back to my father and ask for forgiveness.
我要回去向我爸爸求原谅。
And maybe if he will just, you know, accept me as a servant, I will be eternally grateful.
如果我爸爸能够接受我做他的仆人，我就永远的感激他。
Jesus didn't tell the story that way.
耶稣讲的故事可不是这样的呀。
I think what's important in coming to senses is this.
但是这个孩子他醒悟过来，他就是这样。
Even if our motive is not noble, what's important is that we turn around and come to the Father.
我领悟到的就是说，尽管我们的动机有时候不那么高尚。但是如果我们能够愿意回到父亲身边去
even if we are,
更重要
sorry, Even if we are still in a mess What's important is that we turn around and come back to the Father
尽管我们自己有时候还是一团混乱但是重要的是如果我们愿意回转到父亲那里到天父那里去这是很好的
That's when life starts to change
这就是我们的生命得到改变的时候
Okay, and then let's see what happens
这也就是在这发生的事情
Next slide下一页、okay. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around, and kissed him.
相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑过去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to his servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿上，把我的戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Let me go back. Let's have a button. 可以转到那个二十节吗？Yeah, okay, see ya. Yeah. So, how did his father know that this is a day, today is the day that his son will return?
他爸爸怎么知道今天他儿子要回来呢?
Most likely, his father has been watching for him every day from his house. If this is the day that his son will return.
那最有可能的就是他爸爸天天都在门框上，靠在门上看，是不是今天儿子要回来啊?
Yeah. But when he saw him, And he did not fill with anger or condemnation, but rather he filled with compassion.
这个爸爸看到他的儿子远远的过来，他心里头充盈的不是愤怒，不是觉得要惩罚，而是动了慈心。
But he did not wait until his son would come in, he did not wait until his son crawl in and beg for forgiveness. But then he went out. He ran towards him.
这个爸爸没有等着这儿子爬进来抱着他的腿跟他求原谅而是他自己飞奔过去去跑到他儿子那儿去了
And then he did not care how dirty and smelly his son was He threw his arms around and kissed him
而且这爸爸也不管这儿子那时候多脏多臭他抱着他就去亲他的嘴
Actually this is the portrait of our heavenly father who wants us, all of us to come home
这其实就是我们天父的一个画像他希望他的孩子们就是你跟我我们都能到他那边、
下一页 Now in verse 21 Have you noticed that the son did not complete his planned speech?
你注意到吗这个二十一节儿子的这个话其实没有照着他计划的那个话说完还没来得及说完呢
Yeah, he failed to ask his father to make him a hired servant.
因为他原来打算着说爸爸你就让我做你一个雇工吧他都没来得及说那句话
Now it could be that his father was so happy and then he just interrupted his son's speech.
这很有可能就是爸爸太高兴了都没让儿子把话说完
And then this old man wanted to restore his son so badly and did not care what excuse he's going to say.
这个老爸爸就为了赶快让他孩子能够恢复过来，就话都没让他说完，就接着就让仆人去给他拿东西。
But that's one possibility.
这是一种可能性。
But I think there's another possibility.
我觉得还有一个可能性。
Consider the son probably has been thinking about this reunion on his way home.
这孩子在回家的路上肯定在想着跟爸爸团聚的时候会是什么样的。
And he probably has imagined all the possible outcomes.
他可能也一直想象这会发生些什么呢？他把所有的可能性都给想象过了。
His father may refuse to see him.
他爸爸说不定根本就不愿意见他。
And his father maybe beat him up and throw him out.
他爸爸也有可能就找人把他暴揍一顿给丢出去。
And his best scenario was that maybe his father will offer him a job.
最好的这个可能呢，就是说不定他爸爸给他一个工作。
And then maybe, but that's even a long stretch.
但是那都可能性都不大呀。
That's why he's been rehearsing his speech to sound more remorseful.
所以他一路就在那训练自己，在那重复他要跟爸爸怎么讲，这样子让爸爸觉得他真的挺后悔的。
Yeah, maybe a little acting and maybe adding a little sobbing sound effect.
说不定他还想着我要怎么表现呢？加点音响效果，让人哭的眼泪汪汪的，他爸爸就难过了。
Yeah. But while he was still long way off.
但是他离家还很远的时候。
Never in his wildest dream did he think that his father would run toward him with compassion.
他再也没想到，他爸爸居然是怀着慈心，就老远的就过来，就飞奔过来，来拥抱他。
And throw him and kiss him.
就抱着他，然后又跟他亲吻。
Yeah, throw his arms and kiss him. Sorry.
Yeah, 就拥抱他，跟他亲吻。
Yeah, he never imagined that his father would accept him unconditionally for everything what he has done.
他根本就没有想到，他经过他做的那一切之后，他爸爸居然能够无条件的又接纳他。
So I think verse 21 actually is a speech of repentance.
所以我想这个第二十一节是实际上是一个悔改的一段话。
I think he's saying this after he has seen what his father had done, and then he saw what he has done, and then he just said that I have sinned against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
我想这儿子看到他父亲所做的，又回想自己所做的一切，所以他真正是觉得我得罪了天，而且不配成为你的儿子。
And he could not ask for anything else.
他实在也不能再跟他父亲再要别的任何东西。
Only to ask for his forgiveness.
他只能要父亲原谅他。
But his father has a different idea.
但是这个爸爸却是有不同的主意呢。
And then he said that this son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
这个父亲说，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
下一页。I think we all long for a place that we are accepted unconditionally.
我们每个人都希望有这样一个地方，我们可以毫无条件的被接纳。
A place where we are loved no matter what we have done or not done.
一个地方就是我们不管是做了什么或者没有做什么，我们都是会被爱的。
And it's the home of our Heavenly Father.
这就是我们天父的家。
At his home, that our Heavenly Father will continuously says this to each of us: "You are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love."
在我们天父的家里，我们每一个人都会听到天父对我们说：“你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿，是我所爱的。”
That's our identity.
这就是我们的身份。
We are his creation in his image.
我们是神所造的，我们有神的形象。
We belong to his home.
我们是属于他的家的。
We are made to be in his home as beloved children.
我们被造就是因为要在他的家里做他所爱的儿女。
And yet, we're like the younger son. We don't want to come under the father.
但是我们就像那个小儿子一样，我们不想到在父亲的统治之下。
We want to do our own thing.
我们想要自己自由地去做我们想做的事儿。
God created us with a free will, and he lets us to choose.
神造我们，给我们自由意志，他要我们自己去选择。
And we choose the selfish way that benefits me and myself.
我们选择的就是一个自私的一个方式，就是只要对我好就可以。
So we leave the home that Father declares us as a beloved sons and daughters.
我们就离开了父亲一直把我们称为他所爱的儿女的这样的一个家。
We don't find a home satisfies our freedom.
我们觉得这样的一个家不能让我们有自由。
We think freedom is a Freedom awaits us in a faraway places.
我们觉得自由可以在远方找到。
But when we leave a father's home, we lose the sense that we really belong to this unchanging father.
但是当我们离开了家，我们就已经失去了我们这个感觉，我们在一个所被爱的家里头得到接纳的这个感觉。
And we gain the sense actually, that we belong to the world.
我们开始有这样的一个感觉，觉得我是属于这个世界的。
Our identity becomes obscure.
我们的身份就变得模糊了。
And one thing about the world is that it constantly changes.
这个世界是什么特点呢？我们想到的世界，它总是在多变的，一直在变。
When people like me, I'm happy.
人家喜欢我的时候，我就挺高兴的。
People don't like me, I'm depressed.
人家如果没有人喜欢我，我就觉得很抑郁。
Yeah, and COVID is down, I feel secure.
这个疫情被压下去了，我觉得哎呦挺安全的。
COVID is up, and then I feel fearful.
然后疫情又严重起来，我又开始害怕了。
I'm like a ship, like floating on the sea without an anchor.
我就像一个没有锚的一个船一样，在海上到处漂流。
And when we have the sense that we belong to the world, we will constantly seek acceptance from others.
当我们觉得自己是属于这个世界的，我们就不断的在寻求别人对我们的认同。
We really care about what other people say about us.
我们很关心别人怎么说我们，怎么看我们。
We ask the question that, "Do you love me?"
我们就会问别人，你爱我吗
？Do you accept me? Do you? Am I enough?
你接受我吗？你觉得我足够好吗？
And the world constantly changes the criteria to, and so we constantly chase after this variable.
但是世界的标准总是在变，所以我们在追逐着一个变量。
And our heart becomes restless.
我们的心所以就不能够安定。
And we get tired, and we need the stuff to fill this void in our heart.
我们觉得很累，我们想要用各样的东西来填满心中的这个空洞。
And we want to satisfy our flesh and desire with power, possessions, and pleasures.
我们就想要世上的这些财产了、情欲了，来能够让我们觉得满足。
And yet, when we reach it, it feels empty.
但是当我们得到了我们要的这些物质的东西以后，我们反而觉得很空虚。
And it's like a chasing vapor, it's meaningless.
就好像我们在追逐水蒸气，实在是虚空的虚空。
We yearn for unconditional love.
我们想要的是无条件的爱。
And we look for purpose.
而是我们是希望有一个目的。
How can I find purpose without the creator who created me?
我怎么样能够找到神所造我想要达到的那个目的呢？
So we can only find the true belonging, true identity, true purpose in the Father's home.
我们只有在天父的家里才能找到我们真正的归属、真正的身份和真正的目的。
Where Heavenly Father calls each one of us, "You are my son, you are my daughter, whom I love."
我们天父跟我们每一个人说，你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿，我所爱的。
And the best thing we can do for ourselves is to come to our senses and return to the Father.
我们对我们自己所能做的最好的事情就是醒悟过来，回到父亲的身边。
And Apostle John said this, if we confess our sins,
约翰福音，约翰说，如果我们承认自己的罪，
He is faithful and just and to forgive our sins.
神是信实的，是公义的，他必会饶恕我们的罪。
And he will cleanse all our unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
So the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to repent and to return to the Father.
所以对我们自己来讲，我们所能做的最好的事情就是悔改，然后回到天父的身边。
Because he's the only one who can satisfy us.
因为他才是唯一的能够满足我们的那一位。
So let's look at another son.
我们再看看另外一个儿子。
Okay, 下一页。Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him what was going on.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见奏乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人问是怎么回事。
下一页。Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed a fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. The older brother became angry.And refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him.
仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。
But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your order. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends."
他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。”你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
但你这个儿子跟娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
My son, father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad.Because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
So when the father was throwing a party to celebrate his son's return, the older son was out in the field laboring.
当这个爸爸为了接待小儿子来举办宴会，大家奏乐跳舞的时候，这个大儿子还在地里干活呢。
Yeah. So when he returned for the day, he wasn't sure what's going on. Well, what's all the music and dancing?
所以大儿子回到家，他不知道这家里是怎么回事，怎么还开了宴会了？这音乐的声音都传过来。
Yeah. And then so he asked the servant and he learned about what happened.
他就问了个仆人，知道是怎么回事了。
And we know that he was furious and refused to go in to celebrate, to join his father.
我们知道这大儿子非常生气，他就不肯进家，要他爸爸还得出来。
And his father has to come out and plead with him.
这爸爸得还得出来来劝他。
My son, come home, come in, join me.
爸爸说，儿子，回家吧，来跟我一起。
But then the older son says something that we know that what's in his heart.
我们从这个大儿子话里都看得出来，他心里是怎么想的。
He basically said that, "Father, you are not fair."
他实际上是跟他爸爸讲，爸爸你太不公平了。
Between me and this son of yours, I'm the obedient one. I'm the good one.
我跟这个混账儿子比，我可是那个好儿子，我是听你话的人呢。
Yeah. Yet you never gave me a goat, and then when this son of yours is back, you gave him a fattened calf.
你连一个小山羊羔都没给过我，这个儿子回来，你居然给他宰肥牛犊。
Now know that the son was not really arguing who deserved a bigger animal.
这个大儿子实际上并没有责备他爸爸，你怎么给我一个小牲畜，给儿子一个大牲畜，不是在这关心这个牲畜的大小。
Yeah. But he was angry about.Is that how could his father even accept a bad son returning?
他生气的是，他爸爸怎么能够接纳这么一个混账儿子回来呢？
A son like his younger son deserved to be kicked out and forgotten.
他这种小儿子，这种混账儿子就该被踢出去，跟家里断绝关系。
And yet all the good work and the hard work that this older son did to be obedient.
但这个大儿子在家里一直是听他爸爸的话，一直很辛苦的在劳动。
Has been nullified when his father accepted this bad son returning.
当他这个爸爸来欢迎这个浪荡子回家，这个大儿子觉得我干的一切都是白费了。
All the bad things that the son did, the bad son did.
这个坏儿子所干的这一切
，has been undercut the good son, and he got something better.
就好像显得。他这个坏儿子挥霍掉家财，居然回来还被欢迎，他觉得他自己就干的活都真是白干了。
Where's justice in this?
这公平吗
？What's the point of being obedient when the father loves the bad son more?
如果这个老爸居然是对这个浪荡子更加偏爱的话，我这么听话，我这么辛苦的工作，就是为了什么呢？
Now, if we build our belief system that good behavior should be rewarded and bad behavior should be punished,
如果我们的一般的我们这个相信的这个信条都是说，如果是你做好事就得到奖赏，如果做坏事就被惩罚。
Yeah, it's very easy to understand the older son's outburst.
所以我们其实挺好理解这个大儿子为什么这么生气。
Hey, you should do good because the good consequences will come.
你应该做好事，这样才会有好结果。
Fairness is the foundation of living.
因为公平，这才是生活的这个基础嘛。
So follow God's laws, then you'll be rewarded.
所以要遵守神的律法，这样你才能够得到奖赏。
Now with this mentality, we can easily fall into a trap called comparison.
但是如果我们头脑里总是这样想的话，我们很容易就掉到一个陷阱里，这个陷阱就是比较。
And the comparison can really lead to pride.
这样的比较常常会让我们就骄傲。
Yeah, I attend church every Sunday.
我每个星期天我都去教会、啊。
I give church, ten percent of my money.
我也给教会付十一，这个交奉献啊，十一税。
And I serve in church.
我也在教会里服侍。
Yeah, but then look at that brother. He does nothing.
但是那个，你看看那个弟兄，他什么都不做。
And he even call himself a Christian.
他还把自己叫基督徒。
Or hey, my son goes to he's very talented. He goes to Dreyfus School of Art.
或者我就说，哎，我儿子很棒，他在 Dreyfus 那个艺术学校在读书呢。
But look at so-and-so's son, he has no talent.
你看看某某某的那个儿子很普通，什么天分都没有。
So, when pride blinds our sight, we see the value of a person based on the yardstick that we score high.
当我们就是骄傲让我们的眼睛能够看不清楚的时候，我们就拿着手上的尺度去量别人看，来量衡量别人的价值。
And that stick is that we score high.
在这个我们自己的尺度上，我们的分数当然很高了。
Yeah, because when we look at people that's below that standard, we look down on them.
所以那些人如果达不到我的尺度，我就瞧不起他。
Yeah, so we have a name for this problem.
我们把这个问题是有一个题目名字的。
Yeah, it's called self-righteousness.
这就是自以为意。
Yeah, it's easy to detect bad behavior of the son because he shows outwardly. It's easy to detect bad behavior of the younger son because he shows outwardly.
Yeah. 所以我们很容易就觉得都很同意这个小儿子实在是过分了，一个浪荡子，因为他所做的都是显出来给我们看的嘛。
But the problem of the older son is hard to detect.
但是这个大儿子的问题是很难看到的。
Because the problem is in the heart, and it's hidden in the car, and also has been, it's been hidden under a glamorous facade.
因为这个大儿子的问题是在里面，我们从外面看他是听他爸爸的话又辛苦的劳动，这个看起来这个表面上做得很好，所以看不到这个大儿子的问题。
Because it's so easy for us to harbor, you know, self-righteousness without knowing.
因为我们很容易心里头是自以为意，我们自己都不知道。
Especially in church.
特别是在教会里面。
Because we're supposed to do good and we're supposed to be, you know, with a high moral standard.
因为我们在教会里，我们本来就应该是做好事嘛，而且我们本来的标准就应该要高一点嘛。
So it's very easy to see people that's not in that standard that we are above.
所以很容易就看到那些达不到要求、达不到标准的人，我们就觉得我们比他还高呢。
So you and I really have to catch ourselves that when we have this tendency to criticize others.
所以你我们都要小心，我们很容易就去批评别人。
I'm right, he's wrong.
我是对的，他是错的。
My way's better and not his.
我的这个方式比他的要好。
When we start look down on people, really have to pay attention to our heart.
当我们去瞧不起别人的时候，我们真要小心，要看看，审查一下自己的内心。
Because you will not know that you are looked down on them.
因为你都不知道你瞧不起人家。
Because this self-righteousness is something you do without really knowing.
因为自以为意常常是你做出来，而不知道这是你的问题。
Yeah, so we have to be mindful of when we start to criticize people, we have to have a back of mind, say, am I being like self-righteous?
所以当我们在批评别人的时候，我们在头脑后面要提醒自己，我是不是自以为意了。
And then the younger son was lost because he was self-centered.
这个小儿子是失丧了，因为他是自我中心的一个人。
He left home to find freedom in a faraway country.
他离开了家，到远方去寻找他的自由。
Yeah. The older son did not leave home.
但这个大儿子并没有离开家呀。
He was the dutiful, the responsible son, obeying his father in every way.
他是在家里头各方面都是按照父亲的意思去做，非常负责的这么一个很辛苦工作的一个大儿子。
But the irony is that he's also lost.
但是这讽刺的是，这个大儿子实际上也是失丧了。
Because his self-righteousness could not understand why his father showing mercy to his brother.
因为他是自以为意的，所以他无法理解他爸爸为什么这样子接待这么一个坏弟弟。
Even though he's at home with his father,
尽管他一直在家里跟父亲在一起。
The older son was also far away from his father's heart.
这个大儿子的心实际上跟父亲是很远的。
下一页。一阵，下一页。Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, notice the story does not tell us what happened to the older son.
你注意，这个故事并没有告诉我们这个在大儿子身上发生了什么。
Did he go in with his father, celebrating, or did he just stay outside the house?
他是到究竟有没有跟父亲一起回去欢吃喝快乐呢？还是他一个人就气鼓鼓的在外面
？Yeah.But one thing for sure is that his father is calling the older son to come home as well.
但是这个我们看到的很清楚的一点就是这个父亲也在叫大儿子回家。
So when Jesus finished the story, I feel really bad for the father in the story.
当耶稣把这个故事讲完了，我为这个父亲感到很难过。
But it seems like neither of his sons really understands what's important in his heart.
因为两个儿子好像都不理解究竟在父亲心目中什么是最重要的。
At least, right, this his older son, right, who lives with his father, should be different.
至少这个大儿子天天跟父亲在一起生活，他总该不一样吧？
Yeah, he should not be lost.
他不应该是失丧的呀。
So if I'm going to rewrite the story, and then what should be the portrait of this older son?
所以如果我能把这个故事重写一下的话，这个大儿子的画像应该是什么样的呢？
Yeah, how can I make him a proper older son?
我怎么样让这个大儿子显得是一个更合适的这个行为，更合适、更合理呢？
Because day in and day out, he's seeing his father is sitting at the gate, hoping to see his younger son to come.
因为这个大儿子看到他爸爸天天都在门口那儿倚着门在那盼望小儿子回家。
Yeah, he has seen his father's tears, his, you know, heard his sighs at the end of the day that his son is not back.
他也看到每天到夕阳西沉的时候，儿子小儿子还没有回来，他爸爸的眼泪叹息。
What should a proper older son do?
所以一个真正的一个大儿子体察父亲心意的大儿子应该怎么做呢？
I'm an older son myself.
我自己在我们家，我是个大儿子。
I probably would say this to the father.
所以我有可能会对这个父亲这么说。
Father, I cannot bear to see the way you are.
爸爸，我实在受不了，我看你每天这样子难过。
I'm going to go out and find that no good brother of mine.
我打算要出门去把那个浪荡子弟弟给找回来。
Yeah, and maybe talk some sense to him, and maybe hopefully he will come to his senses to come home.
所以我找到他，我要好好的教训他一通，说不定他就可以醒悟过来，就跟我一起回家了。
I think that would be a proper older son.
我觉得一个真正的好的一个大儿子应该这么做。
Who cares for his father's heart and is willing to go on and find his lost brother.
他关心他爸爸心里怎么想，所以他愿意出门去把这个失丧的小儿子给找回来。
Actually, in this story, there is that proper older son.
但是在这个故事里头，实际上是有这么一个大儿子。
Yeah, he's at the beginning of the story.
就这个大儿子实际上在这个故事开始就出现了。
Yeah. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons.
耶稣又说一个人有两个儿子。
It's the storyteller.
这个大儿子就是讲故事的这个人。
Yeah. 下一页。 Yeah. Knowing how the Heavenly Father wants all of us to come home, Jesus came to this world to find us.
因为耶稣知道天父希望我们每个人都回家，所以他来到世上来寻找我们这些失丧的人。
He came to talk some sense into us.
他过来要跟我们讲道理，所以让我们可以醒悟过来。He
proclaims the good news. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is here.
他来宣布这个福音好消息，让我们悔改到天堂。He
invites us to turn around to come home.
他邀请我们能够反转回转过来回家。And
we don't need to prepare a speech to you know to address our heavenly father.
我们不必像那个小儿子一样，在心里头要捣鼓出来一段演讲，要跟爸爸去怎么样求爸爸接纳。
Only a repenting heart accepting God's compassion for us.
我们只需要有一颗悔改的心，能够接受神对我们的慈心。
I have sinned against you, and I'm not worthy to receive your mercy.
我得罪了你，我不配得到你的原谅。
And our Heavenly Father will say this to us.
我们的天父会对我们说,
You were dead, and now you are alive.
你是死而复活,
and you were lost, and now you're found.
你是失而又得的,
you are my son, my daughter, whom I love.
你是我的儿子, 我的女儿, 我所爱的。
Now, some of us, have been God's children, may have harbored some sins in our life over time.
我们尽管是神的儿女，我们心里头也可能有一些罪恶在隐而不现的罪恶。
And then we drift away from God.
然后我们就离神就飘得越来越远了。
Our hearts get filled with selfishness and self-righteousness.
我们心里头充满的都是自私、自以为意的这个感觉。
And anger and bitterness towards some people.
我们对某些人可能有愤怒，有这种苦毒的情绪。
And we care less and less about God.
我们对神也越来越少关心了。
We care less and less what matters to Him.
我们也对神所关心的事也越来越不在乎了。
We have become the lost older son.
我们就变成了这个失丧的大儿子。
And Jesus also came to find the lost older son.
耶稣来世上也是为了寻找失丧的大儿子。
He helps us to see the value of people not based on what they have or don't have.
他帮助我们来看到人的价值不在于他有什么或者没有什么。
Rather, our value is based on that we bear God's image.
我们的价值在于我们是有神的形象。
They are loved by God regardless of what they have done or not have done.
每一个人不论他做什么或者不做什么，他都是神所爱的。
And if you are the lost older son, you can simply come and repent and let God cleanse you.
如果你是那个失丧的大儿子，你只需要来到神的面前悔改，让神来洁净你。
This way that you'll be able to hear God's voice calling you, "You are my son, my daughter, whom I love."
这样你才能够就能够听到神对你说，你是我的儿子，我的女儿，我所爱。
Our Heavenly Father is longing for all of us to come home, and also come into the house.
我们的天父就是这样盼望着每一个儿女都能回到家，回到进到家里面。
He's ready to forgive our sins in the past and also restore the relationship with us as his beloved sons and daughters.
他已经能够原谅我们过去所犯的一切的罪，他愿意接纳我们作为他的所爱的儿女。
下一页。The song that we sang this morning, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
今天早上我们唱了这首歌，天父的爱有多么深。
It says that how vast beyond all measure.
他的广阔实在无法度量。
That he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure.
他赐下独生子耶稣，失丧灵魂成珍贵。
How great the pain of searing loss, the father turns his face away.
分离扎心，痛苦难明，天父转脸离弃他。
And because that's when Jesus took on the sins of the world unto himself, father turned his face away.
这句唱的就是耶稣在十字架上背负世上所有的罪孽，所以天父转脸不看他。
As wounds which mark the chosen one bring many sons and daughters to glory.
救主承受刑罚伤痕，带领浪子回天家。
What should be our response for father who paid a huge price to invite us come home?
对这样一个付了极大的代价来让他所有的儿女都回家的一位父亲，我们应该是怎么样回应呢？
We should be grateful, first of all.
当然我们要感激。
But we should also take on the mindset of Jesus to care for what our Heavenly Father cares for him for in his heart.
我们也应该有耶稣的心肠，因为耶稣是他是能够体会到天父的心肠，他天父所关心的耶稣也会去关心。
It's our way of to love our father back.
因为我们去爱父亲应该就是这样去爱。
Let's care for what he cares.
我们去关心父亲所关心的。
He cares for all of us to come home.
因为天父关心我们所有的人，希望我们都回家。
That will be our new purpose.
这就应该是我们新的目的。
A few weeks ago, that our week-long vacation Bible school came to an end.
大概就是几个星期前，我们这个暑期的圣经学校结束了。
And many people worked diligently to serve the children to attend.
很多人就工作的非常辛苦的工作，就是为了让所有的孩子们都能够参加。
Why would they spend countless hours of planning and calling parents?
他们为什么要花这么多时间跟父母这些联络这些父母用微信啊用电话去邀请孩子们来参加呢？
Writing scripts and then making videos and prepare for craft supplies.
他们要写下来要讲的圣经故事，然后要把做手工的材料要准备起来，而且要自己要录像。
Because they want the children to know Jesus.
因为他们希望孩子们认识耶稣。
Because they want the children to come home.
因为他们希望这些孩子们回天家。
Because a life with Jesus is a better life to live.
因为拥有耶稣的人生才是一个更好的人生。
Because they care for what our Heavenly Father cares for in His heart.
因为他们所关心的就是我们天父所关心的就是他们所关心的。
Because He wants everyone to come home.
因为天父想要每个孩子都回家。
下一页。So,Do you have a burden for a group of people that you would like to serve so they can find their way home?
你心里是不是有这样一个负担，想去服侍这样一群人，所以他们也可以回家呢？
If not, won't you ask our Heavenly Father to give you a special burden for a group of people that you can serve, you can bring them home?
如果没有的话，你能不能问，向天父来求，来问，让能够给你这样一群人，让你能够愿意去服侍他们，让他们也能够回家。
Let's go find those prodigal younger sons to point them to Jesus.
所以我们 大家都去寻找这个失丧的这个浪子吧，这个小儿子，让他能够回家。
So maybe they can come to their senses and then they return home.
说不定他们就能够醒悟过来回家呢。
And let's go find those prideful older sons to point them to Jesus.
我们也去寻找这些骄傲的这个大儿子吧，让他们也能够回到耶稣那里去。
Because they maybe see the value of people as the Father sees.
这样他们才能看到用天父的眼光来看到人的价值。
Show them, tell them, teach them about God's love for them.
所以告诉他们，来显示给他们看，让他们看到神的爱。
Because He wants all of us to come home.
因为神想要我们每一个人都回家。
And my prayer for our church is that we have a heart that we want to get closer to Father's heart.
我对这个教会我的祷告就是，我希望我们每个人都有一个心肠，就像更贴近天父的心肠。
I want our church to be the children of God who will concern those that's not in our Father's home. I want our church to be the children of God.To have the concern for those who are not yet in Father's home.
Oh, 我希望我们每个人都有像天父的心肠一样，去关心那些还没有进到天父的家的那些人。
Yeah, who we will have the urgency to really help them to find their way home.
我希望我们心里都有这样的紧迫感，能够把他们带回家里来。
I want our church, our heart aligns with our Heavenly Father's heart.
我希望我们的心，我们教会的心，能够跟我们天父的心是在一条线上。
Can that be your heart?
也能够成为你的心。
That will be the portrait of the sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father.
所以这就是我们天父儿女的画像。
Who will care for our Father's heart?
我们做他的儿女，我们要关心父亲所关心的事。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, thank you that you have pointed us with this very simple parable about a father's heart.
耶稣，感谢你，在这个故事里，你让我们看到了父亲的心肠。
We ask you that you help each one of us that we want to get closer to our father's heart.
我求主，让我们每一个人的心都能更贴近我们父亲的心肠。
Because you want us to come back and to restore the relationship with you, because that's where we belong.
因为你想要我们回家，能够重建与你的关系，因为那是我们应该是属于那里的。
So help each one of us. I don't know where we are in this journey.
主啊，我不知道在这个旅程上我们每一个人在什么样的位置，但是求主帮助我们每一个人。
Whether we are still wandering as the younger son.
我们中间的有的人可能像小儿子一样在流浪。
Well, maybe we're still standing outside of the home as the older son.
我们也许也有我们中间也有人就像大儿子一样在门外不肯进去。
But Father, help us to really understand you. You want us to come home, to come into the house.
主啊，求你帮助我们了解你的心肠，你希望我们能够进到家门里面去。
And to really listen to your heart, help us, Lord.
你帮助我们能够真正的来倾听你的心意。
Help us also to go out and find those who are lost. They need to come home.
也帮助我们能够走出去，去帮助那些失丧的人，他们应需要回家。
Because that's what you want. We want to follow, obey you, Lord.
主啊，我们想要听你的话，我们想要顺服。
And we thank you for this calling in Jesus Christ. And we pray.
感谢主这样呼召我们，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。